Peyaperk Zion Mishnaches, a Makdish Karmo, Achelo Noidavoiho Eleilois, Einho Eleilois Lanim. If a person's Makdish is vineyard, and he does not know the grapes are all immature, they're small, and he does not know whether he has on any of these grapes any Eleilois, Ein Eleilois Lanim, which means that the whole field, the whole vine is hektish, and the Anim have no chelik in hektish, like we know. However, if he knows that there are oilelos there, oilelos la'anim, then he cannot be makdish it, because as we know, ein adam makdish davar she'ein shelo. You cannot be makdish something that's not yours. And these are the anim. Now Tosfos Yom Tov asks, we just said that the only time the anim actually take oilelos is after he cuts it, and it sounds like here he didn't even cut it yet. But still, since he's going to cut it, and the Baal Bais knows that there are oilelos, so he can't be makdish them, because there's going to be the anim once he does cut it. So what you have here, according to the Tanakhama, is that the whole field is to hektish, but the oilelos that were already there and he knew about before he was makdish, that those would go to the anim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, yitnu schar gidulav lehektish. So according to Rabbi Yossi, according to everybody, really, the field is hektish. The rest of the field is hektish. So you can't deny that these vines that are growing on the field of hektish, there is hektish that is giving nourishment to the grapes. So Biyasi Omer Yitnu Schar Gidulav LaHektish. So Biyasi says, although the fruits themselves, the Anim, can keep, because they were the Anim's before, and Ein Adam Makdish Davar She'ein Shelo, however, these fruits themselves are still getting nourishment from the vines in the ground, which belong to Hektish, and therefore, you have to give some Schar, that which grows after he's Makdish it, and the fruits would grow further, that amount you'd have to pay Hektish. The Tiferes Sol asks, but if that's the case, how can the Anim even keep them? Because L'chor, there's a small amount of Hektish, because it's being yenik from hektish, this small amount of additional fruit that should be hektish, it should asher the whole fruit, like we know in other places. So he answers, it's different, because over here, the fruit itself, the part that they would keep, was totally mutter and totally theirs before he was makdish it. And in such a situation, even though afterwards, the hektish part added to it, that's not a problem, and that's not considered hektish on the fruit itself, and therefore he only had to pay hektish. The Mishnah continues, Eza hi shichcha be'aris. What is shichcha when you have a situation where you have, instead of having separate vines in a field, you would have a lot of vines all put together on top of like a canopy, and the Tiferes Sol explains that they're all intermingled. It's like when you have like a sukkah without walls almost. And instead of schach, just like those beams and boards that go across, and one would just hang vines around those, just to make an example. Kol she'enu yachol lifshut es yado v'litla. So the Mishnah tells us that it's called shichcha once you would reach back and you saw you forgot something. If you were not able to reach that cluster of grapes and cut it down, that's called shichcha. If you passed it and you forgot it, that's shichcha. But if you can still reach it, even though you passed it, and you may have forgotten if you could still reach, that's not shichcha. And the Tiferes Sol explains, the reason that is because part of the process of why you're going through it, it's normal that one would make a last reckoning and think if he left anything. That's not really called shichcha because it's part of the process. It's like going through a checklist and then going through it again, just to make sure you didn't forget anything. That's not really called forgetting. But if you cannot reach it, that's like forgetting. That's like you've already gone through your checklist. You can't reach it anymore, and that's considered shichcha. And the last case, uvaroiglios mishiyavur heimena. But in vines that are just out on the field, each one separate, that is not tully if you can reach it or not. Even if you can reach it, it's still shichcha once you pass over it. And it's looked at, once you pass over in a row of vines, any vine, and you pass over that vine, that's considered shichcha. The Rav has a lashon like each row of vines has a din of shichcha. The Tosfos Yom Tov says it's lav dafka, even one vine in a row. If one passes over that, that's considered shichcha. As you know from Perek Vav, Mishnah's Gimel and Dalet.